Hey, it's Marcus Williams, and my friend JD from up in Fort McMurray gave us a call to give us an update on the situation up there. Jeremy, how long did it take you to evacuate the town?
We were moving two cars an hour, basically, is the progress we were making on that. It was ridiculous. So then we left from there, and we're in Athabasca now.
So with that, are people all safe and accounted for?
So everyone, by the sounds of it, all 88,000 people have been evacuated, and there is no serious injuries. There's been a couple very minor ones, a couple sprained ankles, but nothing major.
And how's the damage looking today?
No, yeah, as far as what we've heard so far, today is going to be different because today has similar temperatures to yesterday, so we're expecting more damage to come today. But as far as the damage from yesterday that I can tell you for sure, is there's damage in many of the communities around Fort McMurray. I can't remember the exact number, but it was somewhere in the thousands of different properties that have burned to the ground.
Wow. And when do you guys know the forecast there? When are you guys expected to get rain? Because you guys need it. Wow.
Well, we're hearing that there should be a cold front moving through into tonight, through tomorrow, so that should definitely help. I don't know that rain necessarily is coming, but we definitely have a cold front moving our way, or moving Fort McMurray's way, I should say, and that'll definitely help with the firefighters and all the emergency personnel.
And it is International Firefighters Day. How are the first responders holding up?
Yeah, they're working something in the neighborhood of 16 to 18 hour days. They're running it, and it's intense. It's pretty crazy. I want to say thank you so much to every one of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo employees, all the first responders, all the firefighters and volunteers. They're all really giving her right now to ensure that the fires don't spread any more than possible. They're setting up a bunch of fire banks around town as well to help hinder the fire from moving any further. There's helicopters in the air. There are water bombers in the air. There's a bunch of different resources that are all being utilized. I know that the military will be in town as well eventually to help out with the firefighting efforts as well. So there's a lot of hands on deck to help curb the current wildfire situation in Fort McMurray.
Wow. And here in the Bow Valley, we really want to help, and we've set up a few donation Facebook pages. But what are you guys looking for specifically? Food, clothing, toiletries, and how can we help out in that sense?
Well, I think the biggest way to help out right now is actually to send donations to Red Cross. Red Cross is going up into the community to do a lot of work, and I think when you're sending the donations to Red Cross, you're actually helping out the most that way at this point. There is a lot of support for those other essentials in the community for the most part, as most people have already left Fort McMurray into Edmonton and beyond. So I think for Fort McMurray itself, the best way to help out would be to do the Red Cross route and send a donation that way in Fort McMurray's honor.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, thanks very much for calling, man. You've been a fantastic ambassador for your community.
It's definitely an honor to be able to share the fact that it's a lot more than an oil site. It's a lot more than an oil town. It's a community-based town and a family town as well. And we want to get the word out that we are as much of a community right now as we were a week ago. We are still strong. We're still working together and making sure that we continue to help Fort McMurray be better tomorrow as it was today.
And the rest of Alberta will definitely be at your backs when we help rebuild.